This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Wow, so much exciting news coming out of New Hampshire just tonight. We just found out moments ago that our former co-host, Derek J. Freeman, and his boyfriend, Stephen, have opened up a Bitcoin store. They claim that is the first Bitcoin-only store, I believe. I'm not sure if they're claiming that that's true in the whole world or the country. Or
I imagine it is. The only store that accepts only Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies.
Right. They will take other cryptocurrencies as well at what they are calling the Free State Bitcoin Shop with the two P's and the E. So it's a fancy
Shoppy
shop. Yeah, Shoppy shop. So congratulations to those guys. That sounds like a really exciting outreach tool to connect people in the community with Bitcoin. I got to say, I'm impressed. That's pretty awesome. So that's happening.
I'm excited.
Cannabis decriminalization just got signed here in New Hampshire. We have been talking about artificial intelligence with you in the studio tonight, by the way. It's Ian.
Johnson.
Oops, sorry, Johnson, try that again.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Yeah, that sounded better. Let's talk to Michael. He is calling from somewhere, and he's on Skype. Hello, Michael.
Hey, guys. I'm in Cleveland, by the way.
Hey there.
Did you ever ask me where I'm calling from? I'm on the show.
But well, anyways. Sometimes I, you know, screen a call. Sometimes I don't because it's hard to find good help.
Often we just say on Skype. But if you had said you were from Cleveland, we would have just apologized. Go ahead.
It's not too terribly bad up here yet. It's been a year, but that's
sort of
point I wanted to call about about Bitcoin. I know you guys have been talking about it the past few days, and I had heard about Bitcoin for years, didn't really know much about it, understand it, nor care. But once this whole idea of upgrading the network and using the SegWit and having this old version of Bitcoin and some of these diehard old school ones trying to hold on, that's when I started getting really interested in it. And, was hoping to talk a little bit more and learn from you guys a little bit more about some of the more practical uses of it. But I noticed you mentioned mine pooling or however that concept works.
Bitcoin mining via mining pools. Yes.
Yeah. What's the deal with that? And what's been your experience with it?
So I've done altcoin mining personally in this studio just to try it out, just to kind of see what it's like.
Was it necessarily Bitcoin you were doing, or just
altcoins? No, I did altcoins because you have to have fancy equipment to do Bitcoin mining. The business is so competitive due to the difficulty of Bitcoin having risen so much over the years in as far as the mining aspect is concerned. Basically, the more it is mined, the more difficult the process, or the more miners jump in, the more difficult the process is, as I understand it. And so you have to have very specialized hardware, whereas with some of the altcoins, you can just mine with your CPU, with your laptop or your
regular
computer.
Right, I've seen some people using Raspberry Pis and things like that.
So anyway, Bitcoin, you really can't get into it on your own because by yourself. So if you have some fancy equipment and you want to do some mining, you can join into mining pools like the one they're running over at bitcoin.com at pool.bitcoin.com. And I think they're paying out, was it 110% right now, Mark, the last time you looked on the mining rewards?
That's my understanding.
Yeah, so I don't know how they do that.
Percent of what?
Of the mining rewards. So when you're mining Bitcoin, every certain amount of time, a block is mined into existence. And if it's your mining pool that mines that block, then you get rewarded based on the amount of hash rate that you contributed to helping find that. So,
and as when you guys are talking about, or when anybody's talking about the Bitcoin core group versus the other group or whatever, are these groups that you're talking about really just the miners talking on forums on Reddit and things like that?
No, yes, no. I mean, the Bitcoin Core people are mostly the programmers and the people who support them. We don't know how many miners they have behind that particular group. For listeners that are maybe new to the concepts here, we are talking about Bitcoin, the cryptocurrency, the world's first decentralized cryptocurrency, and there's this sort of Bitcoin geek war going on where a couple of different sides, those who support larger block sizes, which is another technical improvement for Bitcoin.
I think World War Geek's over. This is kind of like the cleanup when they're trying to get the last Japanese warriors off of the islands.
It ain't over till the fat lady sings in this case, Mark, sure, and we are weeks away from that happening.
That one guy with a bolt-action rifle could conceivably win the war, but when you see something like, I'm right here at coin.dance, and I see SegWit 2 intention signaling at 87.1%.
That's the supermajority.
I've
got
to say that
miners,
everything but little man and fat boy have been dropped on these people.
Sure. I would say don't get cocky, however. I mean, you never know what's going to happen around the corner, but it does look as though this SegWit 2X proposal that these miners have agreed to, the supermajority of them, as you say, 87% right now, it does look as though that's going to go forward
as
planned.
Guys, hold 95%, right?
No. SegWit 2X is a modification to the original SegWit proposal, which required 95%. Mm-hmm. What we're talking about here is SegWit, segregated witness. This is, you know, computer terms for a way to upgrade the Bitcoin protocols to where it can handle, the network can handle more transactions, because Bitcoin is full. The network's full. They don't have enough room to handle all the demand in the marketplace. So this is one of the proposals to improve it. Increasing the block size to 2 megabytes from 1 megabyte is another proposal. And this SegWit 2X has taken these two proposals and has brought them together. The supporters of both of those proposals brought them together. They got on the same page in late May after arguing for 2 years on the Internet about this.
Right, and they're going to argue their way to multimillionaireship while they, you know, the whole way. It's amazing.
Well, anyway, there's a group of them who do not support the 2 megabyte blocks, and they are planning on breaking away and forking Bitcoin on August 1st. So that's the current drama. And Mark, you're saying you don't believe anything's going to happen. I hope nothing happens. If something does happen, it's likely not going to be particularly successful for those that break away, but it will be possibly a rocky situation and interesting to watch.
Could be.
Something I've noticed, too, and I think I've learned properly, please correct me if I'm wrong, that this potential soft fork would only be affecting the Bitcoin network. It wouldn't necessarily be affecting Ethereum or Litecoin or anything like that.
Yes, correct. So,
but Bitcoin is currently the portal into cryptocurrency.
Because that's
not
the one
everywhere.
Most currency exchanges deal to buy into the system. It seems like
the financial,
you have to start off with Bitcoin, and
the
then
financial
there,
hit that Bitcoin's going to take is going to result in some problems for the other altcoins.
It could be, but it'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see what happens with the altcoin trading on days when Bitcoin trading is not going to happen.
Right.
Because the
one thing I noticed is Dash performed very well when Bitcoin tanked over the last
compared
days
to Bitcoin.
Yep.
Dash performed. It was on about par with Bitcoin the whole time. Whereas the other
altcoins, like, they were going, you know, straight to the ground on fire.
So, it is going to be interesting to watch. You know, what we're encountering in the next couple of weeks here is a very unprecedented situation with Bitcoin, in that this is really the first time there's been a significant threat of Bitcoin actually forking into more than one coin. And I wrote up a long piece. We actually read it on Sunday night. So I'm not going to read
it. Actually, thank you for reading that, because I was able to listen a little bit more and was able to kind of figure out the more questions I needed to ask about the entire system. Because actually, part of what you wrote was talking about some of the Bitcoin ATM machines and how they're going to be shutting down.
We're shutting down the Bitcoin vending machines here in New Hampshire. We don't actually have any Bitcoin ATMs here. They're all Bitcoin vending.
Oh, okay, but the Bitcoin vending machines, excuse me.
But what we're doing is we're shutting them down on July 31st, and the reason is because even though it seems like Mark's probably right, and, you know, this is, you know, much ado about very little, there is still a chance that something could happen with a Bitcoin fork on August 1st. And if that does happen, it will throw the markets into disarray, because there are all these problems that can come up when Bitcoin forks. You don't want to spend Bitcoin. You don't want to receive Bitcoin in the time after a Bitcoin fork. And so just on the chance that something could occur, we are going to go ahead and take the extra step of just shutting the machine down. Or actually, in the case of Manchester in New Hampshire, which is the number one Bitcoin vending machine up in the in this area. We are going to continue. We're actually going to sell Dash during the time frame where Bitcoin's down. So the machine itself won't be turned off. We'll just be turning off the Bitcoin aspect of it. If you have another question, hang on, Michael. We can continue here in moments. Because this is a big deal. I mean, it is. If something does happen, it's going to be pretty messy. And we're going to bring you the latest as this situation develops. Because some of the soft fork people that are going to, you know, planning to break away sound like they're still planning to do that. Will that have any effect? That's the question. It's Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Hey, it is Free Talk Live, and you can join us on the radio. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. There's a lot of talk about Bitcoin with the upcoming potential for a Bitcoin fork. Is it a large potential? No, it doesn't really seem that large. But the people who are saying they're going to fork Bitcoin into two are claiming they've got hidden troops waiting for August 1st to come, that they're going to unveil themselves.
The internet has suggested that there are hidden Bitcoin ninjas just waiting to get you, and everybody's all scared.
Yeah.
Actually, wasn't that Chris, the guy behind Arcade City, Chris David. Chris David's costume for
Halloween? He was Satoshi Nakamoto.
But no, he was Satoshi Nakamoto as like Bitcoin ninja.
A ninja.
Or something
yeah,
like that.
That's what that was. His costume was Satoshi Nakamoto.
Was it just? I feel like there was more to it than that.
I mean, it was a ninja.
He was a Bitcoin
Satoshi
ninja.
Nakamoto.
I mean, right. Yeah.
But he was Satoshi Nakamoto. Yeah, that was his interpretation of of Satoshi. It was great. Yeah. It was a great costume.
But he added that interpretation of him being a Bitcoin ninja.
I loved it. It's
hidden in the internet.
So that's what, you have to believe that something significant is going to happen on August 1st. And it seems very unlikely, but nonetheless, we're going to keep a close eye on it here on Free Talk Live because it is the first time that any sort of situation like this has arisen. Some people are shutting down their Bitcoin businesses on that particular date because if there is a fork in Bitcoin, it becomes risky to send or receive it due to some technical issues that I get into a little bit more on the blog post I made over at freekeen.com. But it has to do with what they call a replay attack. And in order to prevent those replay attacks from happening, where basically people can sort of spend Bitcoin that they shouldn't have been able to spend or send it to places where they weren't authorized to do that, would be for the exchanges and the Bitcoin wallet companies to build in protections for that. And I'm sure they have plans on how they would go about doing that. The question is just how long would it take them to accomplish it? In the meantime, sending is a risky thing.
The major companies are shutting down on
yes. They've been
like
announcing
Overstock and Steam and Microsoft.
I don't know if Bitcoin accepting companies are shutting down. That's a good question. I would recommend it just to be safe. But
they're the ones who are getting the biggest targets, I would think,
Yeah, for sure.
The bigger the item that is purchased, the bigger deal it is. I mean, if Overstock misses out on a couple of towels, ultimately, who cares?
Overstock sells multi-thousand-dollar laptops.
Yeah, they're a big company.
I'm just saying.
They had a lot of Bitcoin sales. It's not like they don't get any Bitcoin sales. They were one of the first. They were the first billion-dollar company to accept Bitcoin.
You can just hold off on shipping for a couple of days. You don't have to stop taking orders.
Well, no. Okay, so, Mark, maybe you don't understand what's going on here. So let me get it. We'll get back to Michael here in a moment. But again, I don't know all the exact technical details on, if you search for replay attack, it'll probably get a much better description of this. But there's also the possibility that beyond the replay attack, that your spend will get wiped out. So if a company is actually accepting Bitcoin on the days where if there's a fork happening, and they've chosen one Bitcoin or the other, right? Because they can only take Bitcoin, because when a fork happens, there's two Bitcoins.
Yep,
there's two Bitcoins then. And so, what wallet is the person coming into the store or online to the store buying with? Are they buying with new Bitcoin? Are they buying with old Bitcoin? You've got a problem there because the addresses are compatible with one another.
Right.
So are you taking Bitcoin from them on the right chain? Or are you taking it on the original chain or the new chain? So there's some issues there. But even if you do manage to successfully get Bitcoin from them into your wallet, then the question is, well, what if that Bitcoin chain or that blockchain gets wiped out later? What if the chains, what they do call a reorganization, as I understand it, where the shorter chain basically gets gobbled up by the longer chain somehow, and the longer chain, this if it's like super weak, right? So
right.
If the shorter chain is super weak, they don't have a whole lot of mining power behind it. It may not be able to hold up to whatever it is that causes this reorganization. That part I don't really, I didn't really dig into the technical side of it. But I understand that it's a possibility that any transactions that come during that time frame, because people could be transacting on both of those blockchains. So if one of those blockchains ends up getting, and blockchain, by the way, for those that don't know, is a decentralized public ledger. That's what is the guts of the Bitcoin operation. So if you're doing business on one of those two blockchains or both of them, and then later one of those blockchains gets wiped out entirely, all those transactions are poof.
No money.
They're gone.
Yep.
So
right.
Your best bet, in my opinion, again, I agree with Mark. I don't think anything significant is going to happen. But your best bet to be safe is to just hold off. Just put the Bitcoin purchases on hold. If I say, you know, what I said to the local businesses here was, you know, lock up the Bitcoin tablet, just put it away, turn it off, power down, lock it up. Tell the employees, hey, look, if somebody comes in and wants to pay with Bitcoin, just politely decline, and then just monitor the situation. So when the dust clears, and the different exchanges and service providers and wallet providers, they're going to figure it out. They're going to make this work again. But the question is, are they going to do that within 24 hours, within several days, within weeks? We don't know. And so, you know, because of that uncertainty, and like I said, you know, on Sunday night, I don't want to spread fear, uncertainty, and doubt. That's not my purpose here. I want to spread knowledge about this and understanding of what's possible and how one can best prepare for what's possible. I don't think it's likely to fork into two, but it could happen. And so people need to know if that happens. What are their options? And that's what my article goes into. Like, here are some specific suggestions as to what you can do to make sure you are protected in this potential circumstance. So anyway, if you want to check out the story, you can go to freekeen.com. But anyway, Michael, go ahead. You're on. Are you back with us here in Ohio?
Am I on?
Yes, you're back here. Go ahead.
Okay, there we go. Well, I'm sure during that last few minutes there were a lot of listeners whose eyes glazed over and were lost in a lot of the technical jargon. But something that I've been noticing here in the past few, I don't know, week and a half or so since the news about this soft fork has been getting so hot and heavy, is that what kind of like what you had mentioned about the vending machines, the Bitcoin vending machines there in New Hampshire, you seem to have a contingency plan. And it seems like a lot of the exchanges that I'm looking at online that I'm, again, still learning about, it seems like that's kind of their contingency plan as well.
Yeah, they're closing Bitcoin trading.
We don't understand what's going on, so we're just going to hold off on trading. We're not going to accept cash. We're not going to pay anybody out. We're just going to chill for a while. But and I noticed, though, because as the questions
which they don't want to do, by the way, just before you go on, I mean, an exchange, their life's blood is when, you know, stuff's moving around. When money's moving, they're making a percentage on that. And so they want to keep operating. So they do have the incentive to make sure that they can remedy if something happens, that they can get these replay attacks solved, that they can get, you know, figure out which of these Bitcoins to start, you know, to list on their exchange and let people get back to trading as soon as possible. So they at the very least will have the incentive to lessen the effects of this. But yes, the ones that I've seen are shutting down trading at some time during July 31st, because technically the August 1st potential fork could begin at like midnight Zulu time or Greenwich Mean Time or whatever. So in some places it will still be July 31st at the time this thing can go into effect.
And it seems like as soon as a lot of these exchanges started saying, okay, we are going to hold off on this, because as the questions started coming up, that's when Bitcoin really started to drop in price from, what was it, 2300.
But now it's
like
back up. It had down, yeah, it had dropped down to like 18 something, and now it's back to
23. Has it? Yes, at last price 2276. So
it's going
to
be a rocky
road. Start mining at pool.bitcoin.com.
Hey, thanks, Michael, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing to watch, and if you're in it, you should hold on for the ride, because it's gonna be interesting.
Tyler, time to go for our family walk.
Just let me nap a little longer.
You promised we'd get more active.
I know. How come you're so ready to
it's
go?
Superberries, Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where'd you get them?
I ordered them from superberries.com/radio, and right now we can get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus, we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait to try them. I'll get it all.
I'll get the hand.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
You can dial on in toll free and join us here. If you want, you can bring up anything at 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We've been talking about cryptocurrency. In fact, Dash is a big competitor to Bitcoin. It's got some exciting stuff going on behind the scenes. Dash stands for Digital Cash. It's a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. Fees are low, and transactions are fast and can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. So you can join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today and find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now, especially here in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah.
Where not only are people in the Liberty Movement accepting Dash just because they don't want to pay the Bitcoin fees anymore. I think that's a major motivating factor. But also, New Hampshire, as of yesterday, is now the number one most dash vending state of all of the states, probably in the whole world, but based on per capita. So we have more dash vending machines now in New Hampshire per capita than any other state. Now, there aren't that many states that, have them, period, but Florida and Oregon actually are competitive. Florida's got more machines total. They've got 9 of them.
They've got 16 million people.
They've got a lot more people. Yeah.
You know, the dash is pretty much the...
I think it's like 25 now.
The digital cash thing is a pretty good marketing slogan, too, as far as, you know, there's been some discussion around recently around the word cryptocurrency, you know,
yes.
And rebranding. And digital cash is certainly good terminology. I think I'd go with, though, if I had to pick something, I'd probably go with electronic commodity. This seems like it's a better, you know, catch-all for all, because it's not necessarily
people know
cash.
What cash is.
We went with decentralized currency today. So at the Keen Bitcoin Network meetup, we had a Taco Tuesday meetup today. We
actually
went out to Hillsboro. And
not within the Keen Network.
No, not even in the same county, but it was a really cool taco place that we're working on getting them to take Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so we went out there and we discussed, okay, well, you know, We're seeing more interest in things like Dash, and so mm-hmm. it's time to maybe talk about rebranding from Keen Bitcoin Network to something else. So we're going to rebrand to the Monadnock Decentralized Currency Network.
Right.
It's a little bit more of a mouthful, but it also it describes what we're doing without specifically, you know, having to mention a bunch of different cryptos. And then
Monad Decro Crew.
With the what? Monad, is that what you said?
The Monad Decur Crew. You know?
Crew.
I don't know.
So now you're going to have to redesign another logo, Johnson, sure. We'll have to talk about that. But yeah, the whole drive behind the rebranding is the idea that Bitcoin's not the only kid on the block anymore.
Right.
It doesn't have the market strength as far as market cap is concerned. It used to have, compared to the rest of the alternatives out there, compared to its competitors, Bitcoin dominated with like 90% of the total global market cap for all cryptocurrencies. And I haven't looked in the last few days, but recently it was down to as low as 40%.
I believe it's up over 50 again.
Is it back over 50? Wow.
Well, it was during the drop, at least.
So
who knows what is happening today?
Yeah, but it's been down for quite a while. Right now, it is below 50 at 46%. So meaning that the total value of all of the altcoins, all the competitors, Dash, Ether, you know, all these other ones, there's hundreds of them. The total value of all of those exceeds the total value of Bitcoin. It didn't used to be that way. It used to be that Bitcoin had it by a long shot, and not so much anymore. So, you know, they're still number one. Bitcoin's still number one. It's still the most relevant and important and most used cryptocurrency. This is the most important point about it is that there aren't any retail stores, or very few, by comparison to the number of Bitcoin that take other cryptocurrencies. Some of the obsessed ones do, like, you know, Derek and his partner out in the Seacoast, or our Thursday night co-host Chris Reitman, who runs a little shop here in the Keene area. He'll take any other crypto. But your typical store, your Microsoft, your Dell, your, mm-hmm. you know, Newegg, these guys aren't taking other options for the most part. So Bitcoin's still, like, the juggernaut, but its positioning in the marketplace is weaker now than it has ever been. And that's a sad statement, but it's the truth.
I'm hoping that, you know, some of these big e-commerce platforms that have decided to step up to Bitcoin, like Shopify, will mm-hmm. decide to accept other cryptocurrencies. I mean, it has bothered me for a very, very long time that, you know, Squarespace had talked about picking up Bitcoin and then just never did. And they said that they were going to. I mean, they literally said that it was going to happen and then just...
That's too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to wonder about that stuff, because Square, the processing, not Squarespace, but Square, the credit card processor.
Right.
When James Cleveland, who we used to co-host with here, was running his store, they had Bitcoin, and then they mysteriously just got rid of it.
Right.
With no explanation.
Well, the other thing is that the processor who processes transactions for Squarespace, they're a very big transaction processor. I can't remember what the name of it is. It's like one of the biggest ones. But they accept Bitcoin. But
how strange.
Not if you're with Squarespace for some reason. It's very obnoxious.
So anyway, by the way, another interesting statistic from CoinCap.io, which is where I was getting the total 46% of the market domination for Bitcoin. Their exchange volume is very poor compared to the rest of the altcoins. People are trading the altcoins a whole lot more. There, in the last 24 hours, there were...
Does that mean people are holding Bitcoin?
It could mean that, yeah. In the last 24 hours, 1,468 million Bitcoin. Am I reading that right? Yeah, I guess so. So that would be over $1 billion worth of Bitcoin traded, but over $4 billion worth of altcoins were traded in the last 24 hours. So it is interesting to look at some of these numbers. You can learn more about Bitcoin. Just go to Bitcoin.com. You want to check out Dash, go to Dash.org. It's one of the most exciting competitors out there to Bitcoin. They've managed to really put themselves in the cash niche, the digital cash niche, and they've done a very good job of that. So
yeah, a lot of these tokens that are running about all claim to do interesting vaporware and that sort of thing. But Dash is sticking with currency. And I think that, you pick a niche and you stick with it.
That payment gateway I was thinking of, by the way, was called Stripe.
Okay. Yeah,
Stripe is very large. They're a very large payment gateway.
Sure.
They've accepted Bitcoin for a very long time, and I don't know why Squarespace never added it as an option.
Just dropping the ball, maybe being lazy.
No, I don't know.
Toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Let's get back into artificial intelligence. Because certainly cryptocurrency is going to be the future of money, it certainly seems like. And that future is here now. And artificial intelligence, not quite here yet. AI is...
They're working on it.
They're working hard on it, but they haven't gotten to a sentient being, right? Like, we're not to Optimus Prime at this point. But
Optimus Prime wasn't created by humans.
Oh, that's a good point. That is a good point.
It came from a planet... Cybertron.
You know your Transformers history.
Right?
You know your Transformers history. Very good. I think the AllSpark thing is a newer thing.
Yeah.
I don't think they had that back in the cartoon days.
Yeah.
But they still had Cybertron.
Yep, that's right. So back to the story here. Elon Musk, the founder of Tesla, is calling for regulation of artificial intelligence. He spoke to a group of governors at the National Governors Association meeting this last weekend, apparently. And the folks over at TheVerge.com reporting that Musk is saying that AI is very scary. He calls it a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. And he says the government needs to regulate it now. He says that apparently he's not talking about, this is from The Verge, that Musk is not talking about the sort of artificial intelligence that companies like Google, Uber, and Microsoft currently use, but what is known as artificial general intelligence, some conscious, super intelligent entity like the sort you see in sci-fi movies. Musk and many AI researchers believe that work on the former will eventually lead to the latter, but there are plenty of people in the science community who doubt this will ever happen, especially in any of our lifetimes. What researchers are worried about is how current forms of narrow and stupid artificial intelligence can be abused. David Ha, a researcher working with Google Brain, said on Twitter in response to Musk that he was more concerned about machine learning being used to mask unethical human activities than the threat of super intelligent AI. And we'll get more from one of Google's experts on this, what he has to say about the fear-mongering around artificial intelligence coming up here in moments on Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll free. Bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, so Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Johnson.
And Mark.
Of course, you can bring up whatever you want. And if you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support the show, then please get behind the AMP program. Just head on over to AMP, AMP.freetalklive.com. It's $5 a month. You can use your credit card, your PayPal. You can use Bitcoin even to AMP the show. And you'll get perks. You'll get access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, AMP-only other factors like the AMP-only Facebook group and the special AMP badge available to Free Talk Live amplifiers on the new Free Talk Live forum at amp.freetalklive.com. So go and get signed up there. You can learn more about the program and what we're spending the $5 a month that you're sending in on. So you can learn a lot more about it and get signed up over at AMP, amp.freetalklive.com. Of course, you can bring up anything you want. We've been talking about artificial intelligence and the fear-mongering that has been going on by certain characters like Elon Musk and also other people in the technology field like Stephen Hawking, saying that it is a fundamental risk to the existence of civilization. However, David Ha, researcher working with Google Brain, responded to Musk's comments, saying he was more concerned about machine learning being used to mask unethical human activities than the threat of superintelligent AI. But most people are familiar with the Terminator movies. They're familiar with The Matrix. And, you know, Hollywood loves to put AI in a bad light.
Sure,
make them bad guys.
It's a lot easier to kill robots than it is humans. It just looks better on screen. You know what I mean?
Plus, if you kill a bunch of robots and you don't kill humans, then you can get a lower rating, too.
What they did for the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, too.
You get a PG-13 or PG instead of an R rating or something.
Or zombies.
Francois Chollet, the creator of deep neural net platform Keras, replied that while artificial intelligence makes a few existing threats worse, it was unclear if it created any new ones. He said, quote, arguably the greatest threat is mass population control via message targeting and propaganda bot armies. He says machine learning is not a requirement, though. I have no idea.
It means what they did during the last election.
Population control via
message targeting and propaganda bot armies.
Okay, so it's just basically
spamming.
Robots telling, spamming people to say don't have kids.
Whatever the propaganda is,
or have abortions.
These are.
I mean, I don't know how you would do this particularly, but I'm all for messaging people to not have children that they can't afford that are going to be encumbrances on society.
These uses of AI are far less exciting than what Musk is discussing, but unlike the threat from Skynet, they pose real and immediate problems. Algorithms created by machine learning are already being deployed in a number of questionable areas in the U.S., including helping to sentence criminals, and researchers warn that the Trump administration's lack of interest in AI and science generally is going to mean that many aspects of this emerging field won't get the scrutiny that they deserve. And I don't think they deserve any scrutiny. I think the government needs to stay the hell out of people's code. We do not need a government code approval bureaucracy that is going to make sure that everybody who publishes software isn't putting too much work into AI or, isn't trying to develop these, artificial intelligences out there, because the government needs to know about all that and control all of that, because that would be a very scary future. Programming would not get done in any decent amount of time if you had to actually submit it to some sort of approval board, or if you had to be afraid that the government was going to come after the fact and come after you because they learned that you programmed an enemy in a video game too realistic or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it just seems like it's going to drive programming offshore.
Sure.
Yeah. If I can't write my video game or computer program or whatever it is the way I want to write it here in the United States,
you'll go somewhere else.
Then why don't I move to some country where I can do it?
Isle of Man,
Mauritius, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
I'm leaving here and I'm going there.
You've actually got a story about Mauritius. We can talk about that later on. But Johnson, you had a not really a response exactly, but Ray Kurzweil sort of looking at this issue of AI. And the fear-mongering that surrounds the idea that, there's going to be some kind of Skynet or some evil robot network that's going to crush us all, destroy all life on the planet, all of this negative stuff that you are hearing from people like Elon Musk and, Stephen Hawking, for instance. I'm sure they're just two of the more prominent fear-mongers out there. Did you have that ready? Because if not, we can come back around.
Let's come back around to it, because I did have it, but it's...
We had an internet crash here at the studio just as we were coming back on the air. So we'll get back into that coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything that you want. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. So let's get a little bit of this good news out there that I touched on earlier. New Hampshire decriminalizing small amounts of cannabis, and by small, it's 3/4 of an ounce. So that's not a totally small amount. That's a good chunk of pot. They're decriminalizing it to the point where it'll be $100 if you get caught with it. They're going to take the weed from you. They'll give you a $100 ticket, and then it'll be a violation-level offense rather than a misdemeanor offense. So
it doesn't go down in your permanent record.
I don't know if violations aren't in your permanent record, but they're not criminal. They're not criminal convictions, basically. Even though if you're going to take it to court, you'll end up in a criminal court. But regardless, there's a difference between a violation and a misdemeanor. Violations generally do not come with any jail time attached to them as a potential.
Unless you don't pay the fine.
Right, unless you don't pay the fine. In which case, you'll be in jail for about a day, in that case, in New Hampshire, because the fine's $100 now instead of what it was, which was like in the $400 range. previously. So you would get a misdemeanor conviction, a potential $400 fine previously, and then there's also a fine on top of the fine. There's what they call a penalty assessment of 24%. So it was a $400, and it used to be 20%, so it was $420 when you went to court for a pot several years ago, but then they raised the penalty assessment to 24%. So now it's like $434 or something like that. Or it was. Now it's going to be $100 in 60 days. So the governor signed decrim today. It's been waiting. You know, they've been dragging their feet on getting the final signature, but it finally happened. He had promised to do it. Republican governor, interestingly, because we had had a Democrat governor for like a decade here in New Hampshire.
They just kept swatting it down.
Yeah, they just kept swatting
it
down.
Thanks, Democrats.
And so this Republican governor has done the right thing in this particular case. Now, to be fair, he was up against veto-proof margins, as I understand it, in both the House and the Senate. So it was like 90% of the House that voted for this decrim bill and 75 or 74 or 6 or so, somewhere in that range, percent of the Senate. So there was a tremendous level of support for this thing. It's about time. You know, finally, New Hampshire has joined the rest of the New England states in having some level of decriminalization. We're still behind the ball as far as ending the war on drugs entirely, behind the ball as far as ending the full war on marijuana, because they can still, they can't arrest you now unless you get caught 3 times in 3 years. Then on the 4th time, they can arrest you for a misdemeanor. So it's not a perfect decriminalization bill, but it will allow for, you know, a much decriminalized possession of cannabis, of infused products, so like cannabis edibles, for instance. It will allow for possession of some amount of, again, reduced penalties allowing for these things.
You can't buy your marijuana with Bitcoin legally in New Hampshire yet.
That's correct. It'll also allow for possession of marijuana concentrates like hashish, for instance. I believe it's 5 grams of hashish. And again, 3/4 of an ounce of cannabis.
Who informs the lawmakers as to how much sort of is relevant? Is equal as far as
it's just arbitrary.
Go. Is it completely arbitrary? They said 5 grams, but
yeah,
I mean, is
it's
that
just arbitrary?
It's supposed to be the same amount of THC as say 3/4 of an ounce.
I don't know.
Because they came up with a number, and I don't imagine the lawmakers that voted on this have much idea what hashish is.
Oh, well, plenty of them are old. I mean, they've been around through the 60s or whatever. So,
I mean, I'm not saying they haven't seen it, Ian, but, I wouldn't be able to tell you the power of a given gram of hashish.
It's definitely, there's more THC in a gram of hashish than there is in probably several grams of cannabis. But regardless, it's a step in the right direction. And the big question is it going to actually result in fewer cannabis ticketings? Are the cops going to be more likely to look the other way? Are they still going to be sniffing out cannabis and writing as many tickets as they possibly can? So it's going to be interesting to see how the police sort of respond to this situation.
Right. They can still destroy the Fourth Amendment by saying, I smelled cannabis.
That's right. They sure can.
Alcohol is legal, but if they say they smell alcohol, then they can search the car for an open container and find whatever they find.
Right. So, it's a step in the right direction. It's also, to some extent, them acknowledging that times are changing, that this is something that's time has come. You've got Massachusetts and Maine, which in 2016 in the election passed ballot measures to legalize cannabis. So, sometime next year, storefronts are going to be swinging their doors open in nearby Massachusetts and Maine, and you better believe that there's going to be a large number of New Hampshireites that are going to be crossing the border. Normally, we're used to the Massachusetts people coming to New Hampshire to do their shopping. Well, all the New Hampshire people are going to be doing their weed shopping down south.
They're going to bring liquor to trade for weed.
There you go. We're coming up. If you wanted to get into Bitcoin mining but don't want to deal with the hassle and frustration of operating the mining hardware, let pool.bitcoin.com handle it for you like I did. For an investment of as low as $129, you can have a lifetime mining contract and support the Bitcoin network. If you already have mining equipment, you're invited to join pool.bitcoin.com. It's the most profitable pool for miners, paying 120% of the block reward. That's pool.bitcoin.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the packed bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.